The great question for all of us this fall is becoming ever clearer. Will America be led by a president elected by a majority of the American people, or will we be intimidated and blackmailed into following the path dictated by a disruptive, radical, and militant minority, the pampered prodigies of the radical liberals in the United States Senate? Those radical liberals have hatched their little chicks, and now they're coming home to roost. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in my view, this fall, any candidate of any party who voices radical sentiments or who courts or enjoys the support of radical elements ought to be voted out of office by the American people. It's just too dangerous. And that brings me to my target for tonight. The professional pessimist. Now, I speak of a man whose theme song is "Every Silver Lining Has a Cloud." In the past, he's been called the prophet of gloom and doom, the troubadour of trouble, the disciple of despair. The professional pessimist has always been with us, and on the great movements of American history, he's always been wrong. Today, he's out of office and out of sorts. In the United States today, we have more than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism. Actually, they've formed their own 4-H club, the hopeless, hysterical hypochondriacs of history. Now, this refusal to admit that America is on the right path colors everything the professional pessimists say and do. To our allies, they propose a policy of the double cross. Before our enemies, they preen in blatant obsequiousness. The men who smack their lips over any American setback in the world are also great prognosticators here at home. Professional pessimists have been wrong about inflation, they've been wrong about recession, wrong about Vietnamization, wrong about disorder, wrong about arms control, wrong about crime, wrong about the strength of the American character. And some of these wrongos have the colossal gall to ask you to elect them again.